Now D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. McCullough didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows this new kind of soap is best. She's found Does, D-U-Z, does everything in her wash. But Mrs. McCullough was hard to convince, a regular diehard. She used to say...
You can't tell me there's an easier way to get work clothes clean than just plain hard scrubbing. Or getting towels white, either. And it takes lots of fussing to wash my rayon undies, too. No soap can make any difference.
Then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She discovered does make a difference. It does best. You see, does everything in the wash. For towels, does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, greater safety. Now hear what Mrs. McCullough says.
Look, Does really gets work clothes clean without any hard scrubbing. Can you beat it?
No, Does can't be beat for getting tough dirt out easy.
Does does all right by my towels, too. I've never seen them whiter.
You've never seen a soap that washes whiter than Does.
And Does does wonders for colored rayons. They've got more sparkle now.
Sure, Does is safer for colors. They last longer. You see, ladies, Does really does everything. This new kind of soap is best. And that's been proved by comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its terrific combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does best, does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Earlier this afternoon, Elizabeth Neal came over to see Molly. It was obvious that she wanted to talk with her alone, but the opportunity never came. For Molly had resolved not to listen to anything about Edward Reynolds told her by the woman he no longer loved. But when Bruce Hanley dropped in to deliver some posters and made a point of driving Elizabeth home, Uncle David's curiosity got the better of him. And a couple of hours later, without Molly's knowledge, he called Bruce's home. Well, Mrs. Hanley said Bruce was not in, but she would tell him...
I told you what time it is, Molly.
What'd you say, Molly?
What time it is, Mama wants to know.
Why, Molly?
Why, Mr. Beale, why, Rosalie? Mrs. Hanley called to say Bruce is coming over, and it's already time he was here, so I'm interrogating what the time is.
Why is he coming?
Well, if he's coming, it must be an important reason, evidently. Where's Mike? Where's Amadeo?
Upstairs.
Tell them if they're not too hungry. I'm waiting until Bruce comes and goes before we eat supper.
You look worried, Ma.
Why do I look worried?
I'll tell you why, Rosalie.
David.
Your mama looks worried because she thinks if Bruce Henley is coming over, he must have very important news for her.
Well, that's nothing to worry about.
No, I'm not worrying, darling. Did I said I'm worrying? So go, dear. Do what you were doing, and I'll chop my liver, and we'll sit on the table and eat when the time comes. Oh, my kid.
Are you finished with Mrs. Bloom's letter?
Not yet.
You want me to write it for you?
You want to?
Of course.
All right, on the typewriter.
No.
All right.
Oh, Mama.
Car is stopping.
Oh,
huh?
No.
No? Teresa's father didn't come to milk the cows tonight.
So that's a worry also, Molly?
It's a worry, David, because maybe he's upset because Mike Hilton took a job at Mr. Reynolds when he specially said he shouldn't.
But you are not Mike, Molly.
All right, David.
Mike wanted a job, so he got himself a job. Not everybody can afford to pick and choose when they have to make a living. After all, Mike is nothing against Mr. Reynolds.
I have nothing against Mr. Reynolds, neither.
Everybody else seems to have plenty against him.
You see how the discussion is getting beyond the bounds which I wanted to get?
I didn't say anything about Elizabeth Neal and Mr. Reynolds.
Further on this subject, we will evidently hear when Bruce Hanley gets here.
And when he does, Rosalie, please, you'll please so join to the front room or upstairs.
All right. Are you going to write to Mrs. Bloom now, or are you going to wait?
I'm doing nothing, so I can occupy myself with something.
You was going to chop your liver?
No, I can chop my liver and tell Rosalie what to write, no.
All right.
So if you're going to hit her for the ink, Rosalie.
Where is it, Mom?
The ink? In the food bowl.
And what do you want?
My chopper.
All right, I'll get it, no.
It'll make you nervous if I play solitaire, Molly?
No, David, why?
Why? Because you're nervous.
About what, Mom?
Oh, Rosalie, please, about many things. About many things, I'm a little nervous and a little perturbed. First, I told Papa I wouldn't go to the council meeting.
Well, you'll explain that.
All right, so I'll explain. So I'll explain to Papa. And second, now that Mike is working for Mr. Reynolds, so he'll come home with stories, and I wouldn't want to hear, but I'll listen. And thirdly, Bruce is coming over, and I'll hear further about why Elizabeth Neal came to see me. And fourth, and not least, Mr. Fernandez and Teresa. And it's too much, Rosalie, it's too much. And if I'm going to the meeting, all the things I know will be a burden for me. And the more I'll know, the less freedom of speech will I have. And all these people's secrets will seal my lips with secrecy, maybe.
I'm glad you said maybe, Molly. You're talking already like a general that is dealing with military strategy.
All right.
Then build up your defenses, Molly, until you see the white of your enemy's eyes. So far, Mr. Reynolds is not your enemy.
All right. So you're ready, Rosalie, please. I should see Papa home already. I should only see where the ink.
Oh, I'm getting it.
So get it, yes.
How do you weigh if I play solitaire over here, Rosalie?
No, Uncle David.
You could, over there, David, dear darling, over there, please. Put your card there so I shouldn't be in the way with my shopping, yes, dear? You want a taste, David?
No, thank you.
No, I do, Mama.
Wait till I chop a little bit more before I do. Take a spoon and get a splinter of bread if you want a little.
Are you sure that you don't want some, Uncle David?
I'm sure. I can wait for supper.
David, put the 6 on the 7, dear.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Rosalie, you ready for my dictation?
I'm ready.
All right. So look out. Don't scramble the paper like that. Look out. Don't mess up Uncle David's card over there on the corner. All right. My dearest, Mrs. Bloom. How do you start a letter? How do you make a salutation? Dear Mrs. Bloom. All right.
Wait, Ma, I just want to take some more liquor.
The child is hungry. She's eating.
All right.
Dear Mrs. Bloom.
Look how the liver's ready on the paper. Don't send her that paper. Take another paper.
Here. All right, Ma. Sorry.
Oh, so sorry. If you're eating, eat. If you're dictating, dictate. If you're writing, also write. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put on Mrs. Bloom, dear friend. Dear friend. Got it?
Yeah.
I am expecting Jake. Don't say Jake. I'm expecting Mr. Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Home any hour of any day. And wait, I want to see if I got enough salt. Wait a minute. Wait. You got Mr. Goldberg? Wait.
Yeah.
A little salt. All right. Further. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting Mr. Goldberg of any day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm anxiously waiting a wire from him.
Yeah.
I'm going too fast?
No, it's all right.
All right. Then I will know all that I do not know about Amadeo.
Did you tell her anything about Amadeo, Mark?
Of course. Was that a car?
No.
Huh? No.
No? The right further?
Tell her about your new career, Molly.
I will. I will make a new paragraph of my new career. I'm making a new paragraph, dear, because what I have to tell you is very big news. Got it? I am an individualized woman again. After separating my life into two parts, people and private. You got it?
Yeah.
If I can succeed in not involving myself too much in the private lives of many people...
I wouldn't write that, Mom.
Why?
Are you going to tell her about Elizabeth Neal?
I have to tell her that Mr. Reynolds is my opponent.
Yes, but you don't...
And I have to tell a little bit about Teresa.
Believe me, that's the only part of the letter Mrs. Bloom will be interested in.
Yeah.
Not who'll be elected, but who'll marry who.
Cordy's barking. Why is Cordy barking?
It's Bruce.
Oh, it's Bruce.
Yeah.
All right, then put away the letter and take my liver in the kitchen.
All right.
You want me to go inside, Mom?
No, David. Rosalie, say hello to Bruce and then meander.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello. Come in.
Come in, Bruce.
Wait till I get some of the snow off of me. More snow this year than I've seen since I was a boy.
That's right.
That's a long time ago.
Come in, Bruce.
Hey. What's on your mind, Miss Goldberg?
Well,
Mary told me you called, and I thought I'd drop by to see what was on your mind.
Well, Rosalind?
Excuse me, Mr. Hanley.
Yeah, you bet.
It's all right if I stay, Molly.
Well, I guess you're old enough to hear about the facts of life, Uncle David.
Maybe. Maybe not. Even at my age, I may hear something that I never heard before.
never too old to learn, huh?
Should I sit down, Bruce? I'll fix you a little liver.
No, thanks. Say, did Elizabeth Neal call you after I took her home?
No, Bruce.
Well, maybe she will. Maybe she won't.
But, Bruce, did she tell you why she came over here? I mean, especially to talk to me?
Oh, no, not exactly. But from what she said, she's just as anxious for you to run and defeat Mr. Reynolds as we all are.
See that? See that,
no, ma'am? Wait, David. Well.
Well, I don't believe I'll ever understand women completely, Mrs. Goldberg. I guess any man who tries has got a lifetime job cut out for himself.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Well, I've known Elizabeth Neal close to 20 years, I guess.
That's so.
She's the dreamiest kid when she first moved to this town. I was turning 20, and she was 15. Huh. I used to court her once in a while.
Yeah?
Well, she never cared a lick about me. She's waiting for somebody real romantic.
Oh, like Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, she found him. Elizabeth was working for Ed's mother when he come home from abroad. He had a special kind of education.
Yeah, very special.
Yeah, well, the two of them took to each other like feathers to a hen. And I've got to say this for old Lady Reynolds. She approved of Lizzie and Ed marrying.
So I didn't, they?
She died. And, well, Lizzie stayed on. One year snuck up behind the next and nothing happened except you couldn't keep people from talking. And all the time, Teresa Fernandez was growing from a child to a woman. And, well, that brings the story up to date. You know, like we all do, that Ed Reynolds going to marry Teresa if he can get away with it.
Well, was it about that Elizabeth Neal?
No. Elizabeth wanted to tell you to run for councilwoman and beat Reynolds.
But did she say why? Did it have anything to do with Teresa?
No. All she said was that Reynolds has to be beaten for the good of Lastonbury.
Oh.
Did she say why a man like Mr. Reynolds is so interested in being a councilman in a small town like Lastonbury?
No, but I'm willing to say Ed Reynolds has got something up his sleeve. And no man should run for office who can't afford to roll up his sleeves with the rest of us.
Unless he's afraid something will fall out.
That's what I mean, Uncle David. That's exactly what I mean.
You know, no one likes to miss out on a good thing. That's why you should Duzz your dishes. Now, I've told you Duzz is best. It Duzz everything in your wash. Well, in the dishpan, too, Duzz does everything. You see, ladies...
Ladies, how about talking to us men? I do dishes sometimes.
Well, then, brother, Duzz them. This new kind of wash day soap Duzz everything for dishes. Duzz gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kind. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water hits it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap.
I get you.
Duzz cleans up sticky frying pans in a hurry, too. Cuts the toughest grease without hard scouring.
Nice going.
Yet Duzz is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
I don't exactly care.
Oh, but the ladies do, because Duzz leaves their hands wonderfully smooth.
Some soap.
You said it, mister. Start Duzzing your dishes, ladies. You'll find in the dishpan, too, Duzz everything. Well, if Bruce is right in his analysis, then Elizabeth Neal's interest in Molly's running for council is other than personal. Apparently, Elizabeth's eagerness to see Reynolds defeated is based on things she knows about him no one else does. And that gives Molly something to contemplate. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Duzz, the soap that Duzz everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.